Today we're going to talk about discrimination. Do I believe that unvaccinated people deserve to be discriminated against? Absolutely. And let me tell you why. We are in a pandemic. COVID is very real. COVID kills people. And one of the best ways to prevent against that is to get vaccinated. And at this point, if you haven't caught on to that, then you're most likely an idiot and you deserve every bad thing that happens to you. And that's all I have to say. Talk to you next time. We've had a big problem with anti-vaxxers. And I have a solution to the anti-vaxxer question. And some might even say the final solution to the anti-vaxxer question. Here's what we're going to do. Just to start, we're going to take little stickers and we're going to put them on the houses of all the unvaccinated people, just so people know who they are and where they live. And if that doesn't work, what we're going to do is take all the unvaccinated people, put them on cattle cars, and ship them off to work camps. Nice, big, powerful work camps, either in Northern Ontario or in Quebec. And here's how this is gonna work. We're gonna force them to work, free labor, get them to build us stuff, and segregate them. So it's killing multiple birds with one stone. Not only are we taking these dirty, disgusting, unvaccinated people and removing them from society, but we're also using them to work for us. And we can even loot them and use their assets to fund other parts of society. Now, the way this will work is that they can leave at any time, as long as they are vaccinated. And I think it's a brilliant idea. I think it's the one thing that as a society we could do to solve the problem, to solve people just not wanting to get vaccinated. I've tried everything. I've tried talking with them. I've tried being nice to them. I can tell you that doesn't work. The only thing that works with these dirty, unvaccinated people is maximum pressure. You got to keep that pressure on. And if it means labeling them, if it means taking them, stripping them of all their rights, and sending them to work camps, I'm all for it. Today we're going to talk about the final solution to the anti-vaxxer question. So first of all, what we're going to do is we're going to take all the unvaccinated people and... Nah, I'm just kidding. I will admit, that was a bad take. And if you're watching this video, there's a good chance that you've seen that video. A lot of people have asked me about this video. They've asked me for clarification around it, why I made it, what I was looking to do. So let's go into this really quick. So that video was actually released on sometime around October of 2021. I will admit it, it was a bit harsh and wasn't really meant to be taken seriously. It was meant to prove a point. It wasn't online very long. I only kept it online for about 5 minutes. I received some bad feedback right away. I took it down. People, I guess, kept a copy of it and it's made its way through the internet. So that's sort of what's happening here. And since I'm getting pressured about this so much, I feel like this issue deserves an explanation, a formal explanation. So, do I hate unvaccinated people? No. Do I think they should be shipped off to work camps? No. No, I don't think that's helpful. I don't think that's productive. But here's what I do think. I do think that people that are unvaccinated and the people, the bigger group of people that are against the mandates, they're wrong. Whether they just haven't looked into it enough or whether they believe their own lies, their own propaganda, it's hard to tell. But unlike other conservative commentators, I've never really believed that COVID was fake or that the vaccines don't work or the masks don't work. To me, that's just all bullshit. That's just far-right propaganda that's all too prevalent online. And unfortunately, a large group of people actually believe these things. You know, there's a lot of people in our society that actually believe that COVID's either not real or it's not a big deal or the masks don't work. And I've never believed that. You know, I think there's genuine concerns with Trudeau or the media, but to go that far down the rabbit hole just never really worked with me. So what I have to say is that I think this has gone on for too long. I think it's gotten sort of pathetic at this point. And I think it's about time for people to start coming back to reality and do the right thing, which is get vaccinated. Thanks for tuning in. Talk to you next time. As a result of my advocacy for vaccines, specifically mandates, I found myself in the crosshairs of real neo-Nazis that want me dead. The man in the video is Jeremy McKenzie, a known extremist and neo-Nazi that previously blamed the media for starting a race war. He's been quoted as saying, "This is the media's baby. They built it and supported it and pushed for this race war, this civil war. They wanted it. This was their idea. It's only fair that they be involved in the violence." When you put this all into context, it becomes pretty clear that this is a really dangerous person, and this is a person that's directing violence or at the very least harassment towards me. And I bring this up because this illustrates how crazy some of these anti-vaxxers are. To be fair, not all of them are this bad, but many of them are. Now, I've received hundreds of comments like this since May when I started advocating for vaccines and eventually the mandates, and this is also part of the reason I've been so hard on the unvaccinated. Not only is there an urgency around getting vaccinated, but at the same time, I've seen firsthand how nasty some of these anti-vaxxers can be. The way I see it, if people think it's okay to compare vaccine mandates to rape or the Holocaust, maybe society is better off without them. Is it time to lock Chris Guy up? I believe the answer to that question is yes, and I've started a petition to do just that, to lock Chris Guy up for good. You see, Chris Guy has been spreading dangerous disinformation around the coronavirus. This also includes organizing and encouraging people to attend anti-mask rallies, and he's also been giving bad advice to business owners. One of these people is the owner of Adams and Barbecue in the West End of Toronto, a man by the name of Adam Skelly. This man decided to keep his barbecue open all week and to invite anti-mask white supremacist supporters there. It was so bad that the police had to come and shut him down today. And not only that, but they arrested him and pressed charges against him, this is. And this is part of the reason why I've started the petition. Chris Guy has been causing a lot of trouble and has directly or indirectly led to a lot of COVID cases and deaths in Toronto. And I think it's time for us as the people of Toronto, the people of Canada, the people of North America to put our foot down and say enough is enough. That's why I need you to sign the petition. I need you to share it. I need you to spread the word because we can't have people doing this. This is a waste of police resources. This is going to get people sick. It's going to be a drain on our healthcare system and it's perfectly avoidable. So let's do the right thing. Let's lock Chris Guy up and let's move on from this crazy disaster. I'm Mark Slepinski, and I'll see you at torontotoday.net.